I love everything that our community represents, freedom and excitement. And we're just grateful for all of you in this beautiful community we have. And, of course, Mondays is always about the mechanic, right? The mechanic that said no, that said, I'm going to be a millionaire and did it. And now is a multimillionaire and paving the way for us, you know, really helping us get it at a deeper level, you know. And we're just so grateful for Dave MacArthur and all that he represents. Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Good morning, Lenny. Good morning, everyone. Doing fantastic. Been an awesome day so far. Before
yes.
I went to bed, I had the intention that it was going to be an awesome day and that I was going to have it scheduled out and that things were going to flow. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Right? I love that. I love how that works. Yeah, you texted me this morning and mentioned, you know, the news that's out there about Wayne Dyer, which, you know, the earth is definitely a better place because Wayne Dyer lived and he's had such a monumental influence in his teachings, his philosophy, and articulating that to other people with the intention to help them. I just love, I did a post on the family of Wayne Dyer, put out a post, and I just said, I love Wayne Dyer's spirit as a comment. He just came from a place that was no strings attached is how he, the feeling that I got as I learned from him. And there's some pretty amazing things that guide and direct my life today that are probably a daily part of Wayne Dyer. I think it's Jim Rohn says when he comes and teaches an audience, we should take a piece of him with us, and he takes a piece of the audience with him. And with Wayne Dyer, that's definitely been the case. I think we quote quite often, right, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And that's a big part of Wayne Dyer's philosophy. So, yeah, he'll be missed for sure. Any thoughts you want to share on that, Lenny?
Well, yeah, for sure. Just thank you. And we do honor Wayne. And, you know, he's part of our personal growth library, all of us. And so he lives on. I want to make sure that everybody gets that. Like, there's nothing, you know, we're going to miss him in the physical reality, but his soul is eternal. And he's on to the next great adventure. And he left enough in books and that he will go on blessing our lives for generations just because of what was left behind in his messages of waking up and truthfulness and seeing life from a bigger perspective, from an eternal perspective. He always talked about that. He always said that we are spiritual beings, Dave. We just happen to be having an earthly experience together. I first heard that from him. And so just grateful that we get to keep him in our lives. And that's really beautiful.
Yeah, the family post, here it is. I just pulled it up on Facebook. Wayne has left his body, passing away through the night. He always said he couldn't wait for this next adventure to begin and had no fear of dying. And it says, our hearts are broken, but we smile to think of how much our scurvy elephant will enjoy the other side. So what a tribute. It's awesome. So shifting gears, I posted something this morning that as I was studying and putting together some thoughts and ideas for my day to begin, the thought came to me when, as I'm on my personal development journey, I'm not looking for the things in the books that I'm reading and the pieces that I'm listening to. I'm not looking for the things to confirm to me that I'm doing it right, that, yeah, Dave, you got this, you know. I'm looking for the things that that person or that book or that audio is trying to teach me that I'm doing wrong. And I think that's a perspective that we can go into intentionally and come from that frame of reference, rather than trying to feed our egos and our self-esteem by saying, yeah, I do that right. Oh, yeah, I totally do that. And totally bypassing the things that we do wrong, because really that's what's keeping us stuck. It's not the things that we're doing right. It's the things that we're doing wrong. And so I think I've just developed as a habit of looking for those things that are pointing a finger at me and say, hey, Dave, you haven't got this one quite right. And so then that's when I'll jump into and pull out as much information about that thing that I can, because somewhere along the lines I picked up the wrong philosophy around that. I picked up the error, or I picked up bits and pieces that don't match up. And so I'm going to ingest as much as I possibly can until that magical moment happens that I know will happen. There's a complete faith in the moment will happen, where all of a sudden, as if out of nowhere, the aha moment comes and the thing is lighted upon. There's light that's shown on it, and it's like, oh, I totally get it now. Oh, so thankful that I can now start to do it right and repair the wrong in my life. And then as I do that, and I can facilitate that to any degree and pace and depth that I want to, I can choose. And the more I do that, the more my environment starts to change, the more I repair the wrongs. And so I don't know, and so I just wanted to bring that to an awareness on this call this morning as we start out this week, as to I don't think that everybody goes in intentionally looking for the things that they're doing wrong. I don't think it's just a normal mindset. And so therefore, some people might not even be looking. They might not even be reading. They might not even be studying, because they haven't even thought that there's a possibility they could be doing it wrong and that there's another way. So I would think that the this week's focus, if I could throw out a challenge, like, what is the whole entire week's focus and what are my daily activities going to be around, you know, at least a portion of that to make a difference, is on what am I doing wrong? And what must I do to succeed? There's something I read yesterday. Oh, it was Sterling W. Sills in his book. He has a three-part series on leadership. And one of the questions he says to ask is, what must I do to succeed? And so maybe that would be changed just a little bit to, what do I need to change in myself to succeed? And then start studying and looking. And I believe when we ask that question, Lenny, like Bill Mayer says, the magic is in asking the right questions. Maybe share your thoughts on that. When we ask the question, the teacher, that means we're ready, right? The student is ready, and the teacher will appear. What's your thoughts on that as people take
well,
on this challenge?
Well, first
week?
Of all, I love this. I love your whole your whole way to help us see things a little differently today. You're right in line with Wayne Dyer, right? When we change the way we look at things, then the things we look at change. And what I'm getting from this whole idea of looking to see what I'm doing wrong is, where am I not aligning with the law in its perfection? And sometimes those are the moments where we think we're keeping the law, but we aren't. And so I love this idea. You know, David Kikandi oftentimes says, you know, keep a journal. And jot down in the journal your thoughts. And then once a week, read your journal. And in the reading of your own words, you can identify incorrect thinking. Because there it is in words. And by the time a word shows up, you've probably thought that about a million times. This is some work I've been doing lately. Because those thoughts are just rapidly going. And those were sponsored by state. And so by the time a word shows up, you have a lot to look at that word, and then you can see, oh my gosh, it was that word or those words, or I have it wrong, and now I'm going to align and watch the blessings flow as I align with true law. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And so as we go through with this attitude, because it is an attitude, the actions are, where am I going to seek out the information? You know, I think that's such an important thing, and I think you can't go wrong with Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, Wallace Wattles, A Happy Pocket Full of Money for sure, David Kikandi, who else, Raymond Halliwell. Some of these people we've thrown out there in the past, they'll teach you about these laws and the implementation of them along with the mechanism that puts them into action. And so if we go in with this attitude and intention of becoming better because we are doing something wrong, they start to be revealed to us. And like you said, as you start to take notes on this, as you start to become aware of it, there's this transformation that takes place. It can't not when you go in with that attitude. And there is enough information out there to find the error in everything that's going on within us. Will Smith's mother said to him, son, you know, Will, whatever your problems are, the answers and the solutions are written or recorded somewhere, and you'll find it. And that's the divine. That's the, you know, God who loves us enough to not leave us in the dark. There are these divine connections that Susan Sly talks about, and those things happen. So what level, I guess the question is to ask yourself, what level do you want to play on this week on a scale of 1 to 10? Where do you want to be, 10 being the best? And then have the focus for this week as to repairing, finding and repairing the wrongs. A great mentor of mine, one of the greatest I probably will ever know, said that when somebody pointed a finger at him and accused him of something, he looked to see if there was any truth to that accusation. He didn't get mad, didn't get his ego hurt, bent out of shape. He looked inwardly with integrity to see if there was any truth to it. And if there was, then he at once repented of it and then moved forward to overcome that and then, you know, become a better person for that. If there was no truth to it, then he just let it roll off his back like water off a duck's back. So, you know, these things are, I think, are characteristics of somebody who wants to achieve excellence, somebody who wants to succeed in life and is willing to be humble enough to take on the corrections. So with that, that's the challenge for this week and just kind of the thoughts that I had on my mind this morning, Lenny, as we start this amazing week off with full of potential and possibility. And one other quote that just came to my mind because of the potential and possibilities and opportunities they are, I quoted this way back first when I first got on this journey. I was reading a quote book, and it was by a guy named Rogers, and he said, my fear for the future is not the lack of opportunity for all the highly motivated. It's the lack of highly motivated people for all the opportunities that there will be. And this week is filled with opportunity. So what are you going to do with them? And what am I going to do with them? That's the question.
Amen. Oh, gosh, you know, it just gets so exciting. There are so many beautiful, you know, blessings just waiting to be handed out. So, guys, I'm going to very seriously take Dave MacArthur's invitation, challenge, advice, and see where I can align more. You know, that's what this is about, and I love it. And, you know, the only thing keeping us back is, you know, is when we decide that somehow a law doesn't apply to me. And it does. And we just get this temporary moment of amnesia where somehow we think that we're outside the collective, but we're not. We're part of it. You know, we're in it. And how much can we pay it forward? How much can we love? How much can we figure out how to be a blessing? And so let's just take one big deep breath and integrate these teachings, this beautiful challenge. 1, 2, 3, breathe in, everybody. And breathe it out. Yes, right there in that moment where you let it go and you say, yes, I'm ready now for my next step. That's beautiful, guys. We're so excited for all of you. Where are you looking for miracles today? Like, they're everywhere. As soon as we just shift our perspective, as soon as we just shift our perspective. And remember that beautiful teaching from Wayne Dyer. You are eternal. You are whole. You are light and love. You are spiritual. The spiritual side of us is ultimately in charge of everything. So we're spiritual beings, and we just happen to be on the same earth right now having this earthly experience. Let's love each other. Let's help each other. Let's make sure that we understand that we're completely connected to each other. So that's a beautiful thing. Dave MacArthur, thank you. Guys, please, if you haven't already committed to getting a mastermind group and listening through the Mechanic to Millionaire podcast, I'm urging you to do that thing. They're free. They're brilliant. They're filled with truthful principles that help us live laws at a deeper level. And they're right there at Mechanic to Millionaire podcast. And I think the newest show is 156. I've listened to it 7 or 8 times. I urge you to do the same. And Dave and Carrie always recommend that you go back to the beginning, which I have, and I've been going through every one of them. But, guys, you know, that mastermind group of someone you can get on the phone with and say, hey, what did you think of that law? What did you think about that law? What did you think of how are you living that law, and how has it shown up in your life? I mean, that is powerful goodness, and it's free. So with that, guys, let's take on our week. let's have it, let's just rock this day. And we send you blessings. And I'm going to unmute the lines and do a 1-2-3 Isagenix, and we'll take on our day. So here we go.
Unmuted.
Okay, we're live, friends. 1-2-3.